Good evening and welcome back. We're here now with the Upper Marion Community Center Complex Advisory Board, better known as C3AB. We have a few of the board members here, and I will allow them the time to introduce themselves and then turn the floor over to them.
I am Chris Levy. I'm Chair Board.
I'm Karen Heller. I'm Vice Chair.
Michael Hyman, one of the newest members.
So I guess we get started at this point. Once again, glad to be here, guys. Members, if you don't mind.
Yep. As we just introduced ourselves, this is Chris Levy, Chairperson. I'm Karen Heller, Vice Chair. Melissa Adams is our Secretary. Tom Kozakowski is a member. Michael Hyman, one of the newest members. Sydney Marchese is our Student Liaison. Paul Salome is our UM Park and Rec Liaison. Terry Stevens is our Senior Center Representative. Dennis Radzinski is our Staff Liaison. And Greg Wax is our Board Liaison.
Now, our objectives for the board. They really have not changed. We're really looking at maintaining the equipment. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a tickle in my throat. Maintaining the equipment, safety, looking at the equipment, making sure all the programming is correct, making little tweaks to the programming if possible, or advising on that. Looking at space, how it's being used. Operations, budgeting, the pass holder experience. We try to get as much feedback as possible from the pass holders. Let them know who we are. Marketing, and also partnership. The accomplishments over the past year. The board is now fully staffed. So we're extremely happy about that. Once again, we have Michael here. We've got our student liaison, which is incredible because we're getting a new look at things from their perspective. We still have our seven families that are currently enrolled in our free program. As far as the pool goes, we've reached our maximum capacity for 3 years straight. What else can I tell you about it? We've been hosting the pickleball senior games. Second year we've done it, or maybe third, I'm not sure, but it's been a great success. We have a new puzzle library in our lounge that was donated by the Girl Scouts, which is really nice, keep the kids occupied. And also worked on our new data as far as visits, popular times, and active memberships.
What we're looking to do is to make sure that we have programming that represents all of our community members so that we have something that brings all of the feet into the community center. And making sure that what we have is utilized the best of its capacity as well. So one thing that we have been working with our student liaison to do is to come up with new ideas for team programming that is not athletic based. We have great usage of our courts all the time. What we'd love to do is to add instructors providing programming. It's been very challenging to find people with the required insurance. So we would be very open to working with the Board of Supervisors on ways that we could perhaps offer some kind of group insurance rates, perhaps something that would enable us to actually even create more opportunities for creators in the community to come in. We are looking to reach out to Bridgeport and West Conshohocken as to better utilization. They are considered Upper Marion residents who are able to use the facilities. But we don't know that we have a great representation of those residents in our community center. We're looking to make sure that new residents, because we have plenty of them coming for the near future and probably beyond, making sure that they come in. We have a 7-day free trial membership, making sure they know that they can utilize that. And also to make sure that we can bring in young parents with young kids. We will talk a little bit about the challenge of that in one of the future slides.
I want to give history also.
Sure, yeah. So in 2008, 2009, there was a joint partnership between the ECDC and the Board of Supervisors to create a joint board to just explore the idea of having better usage of a community pool, community facility. We narrowed it down to three sites. The township already had this site at the community center. It is now. And they had already acquired the pool, management of the pool. So it wound up being a very logical place to put it. We opened our doors in 2016, which means that next year is the 10-year anniversary of the community center.
If I can also jump in, that literally came up in the last meeting we have in the citizen board, the ECDC, and I did mention that Bill and I were on that committee, but it's also important to note that Karen Holler was a member of that committee also, so.
Sure was.
Sorry, I digress.
Pickleball, big part of the community center, so we're gonna dedicate a slide to pickleball. Once again, we did have our senior games a couple of weeks ago. We did bring people in from all over Montgomery County to take a look at our facility and to play at our facility, and got some great feedback. The facility is incredible. Once again, yes, it's coming up on 10 years, but it is in great shape. Thanks to Dan, thank you very much. But the place is in great shape and people love it. Pickleball is still extremely popular. And even though there are facilities in the area now that are opening up, so maybe a couple less people are coming to our facility, but we still have our faithful people coming in day by day, week by week, playing pickleball. We actually had a team at from our community center playing in the senior games. As you see, the people there, the women in the front, had their own shirts made up.
I was going to ask how you did in that seniors tournament.
First of all, watch your tone. I did not play the senior games, thank you very much. Could I have? We'll talk about that later.
There you go.
So, but yes, we had our own team. They did very well.
I'd like to add that we're also looking at ways to make sure that with this new competition, we retain the happiness of our pickleball players. And we've done some things such as separating the advanced players from the beginning players to increase the happiness of the player experience. Also, I want to note that badminton is becoming crazy popular, and I think we should be looking maybe at next more spaces, more programming times for badminton.
Senior Center. We know the staff of the Senior Center. They are, once again, rolling strong. They're doing their weekly and monthly things, the trips and things of the sort. So they're doing very well. They're keeping in touch with us. Of course, if they need anything, of course, they let us know. But we have our liaison, Terry Stevens, who we've got to get back in touch with, because she's hopefully she's doing well. We haven't seen her in a minute. But once again, everything's been pretty quiet coming with them coming to our to us for information or any problems they may be having. But community centers seems like they're doing very well.
All right, jump into statistics a little bit. So I joined the board a little bit earlier in this year and jumped on with the sense of how can I bring value and insights, and data is really kind of where my back and my history is. So working with Dennis, we took a look at 2023 and 2024, but our main focus was on 2024 usership, both from active users and number of swipes, and then getting a little bit more into demographics. We've really only scratched the surface for what we can do, but at this beginning stage, we were trying to identify how often are people coming here and who are active members to make sure that, one, we're targeting people that we're looking at and who are members that are actually active, and those that may not be as active, what can we do to provide more value and incite that usership? So in the top right, we can see here just from an active users, this is from data that's published on every single one of our meetings, just showing active users by quarter. As you can see in Q1 of 2025, we're at one of our peaks, which is great to see. Not uncommon to see Q1 for most periods being one of your largest, but clearly this year where our membership usage is up and we continue to grow that on that front. We've also tried to take a few other marketing tactics to see what we can do to raise memberships overall, whether it's new welcome packets, targeting new homeowners like myself recently and joining the board, as well as many others. When we just a brief segment on demographics a little bit. So when we look at the three charts at the bottom, we're looking at total usage over the course of 2024. So we can see that family members make up the vast majority of our true memberships, of how they're actually paying, whether it's being single, adults, children, family members, activities. But then the middle one is kind of really what I want to focus on in terms of the number of swipes. So that is every single time that someone enters one of the community center, and comparing that to actual percentage of members. And so here it kind of highlights that our 65 plus community, while they only make up 12% of our members, they're swiping in 28% of the time, being the vast, like clearly that differential there. And you're also going to see that kind of inverse on the 0 to 18, which is, to Karen's point, how can we promote more activities? And we're trying to focus on that to make sure that we get that usership as well within those communities. And then our last one really just kind of targets those days of the week, with Monday being, of course, one of the most swipes of any single day of the week, and then Saturday and Sundays. We also broke this down by hours, and you're going to see, based on our activities at a later point, you can see those morning shifts, so 8 a.m. to 12 noon, when the pickleball and other activities are going on, is the vast majority of our entries. So we're learning a lot about not just who's coming in, when are they coming in, what are they actively doing, to try to get better information and insights into our community members.
I was hoping you were going to go this direction. That was one of the questions I've written down, that you'd mentioned to Chris, and then I thought, yes, but I want to know what are you going to do with that data. So thank you for going to that next step and then and showing that.
This is really just the start, right? We still have a lot more that we can do in terms of tracking who's actively joining our community, who's leaving, why they're leaving, what we can do to retain members. Like, there's a lot more steps that we want to get to. This is really just scratching the surface.
I tell you, bringing Michael into our board has been a godsend, because he's a numbers guy. And he sees things that, it's not what I do. I don't think it's anything that anyone else on the board had that talent. Mm-hmm. And it's been great for him to break down the numbers the way he has. And
wonderful.
As you see, the work there. So it's been just giving us another option. So another set of eyes. So thank you.
Definitely. One thing that we are wondering about this data is, does it reflect the popularity of the swipe times reflect the programming that exists? And since we just learned on Tuesday that Group X programs are at capacity most of the time, very popular, what would happen if we added more programming at different times? So we'll be experimenting with things that we could potentially offer as far as our recommendations to Park and Rec. And then, of course, there's the question of the younger. Are they not swiping in because they're there for programming already? And is there something we can do to make sure that, again, they come in for not just sports, but other activities?
All right.
Yeah, so Child Watch continues to be something that is verbally expressed as a demand. It was exhibited in data and surveys that we took last year that it was in high demand. We received the BCA grant to provide some programming for child watch-like activities, and we were surprised that it was underutilized. There were some parameters around that offer. In other words, you had to register 24 hours in advance, and I think anybody who's been a parent here can attest to how challenging it can be to plan 24 hours in advance when you're going to be able to bring your child in or work out, or are they going to be sick? Are they going to not have their nap? Are you going to be able to utilize it? And that is the population of people, and including our members, that I believe were probably staying members because it provides them with additional discounts on camps and other programs. But we want them to come into the center for other reasons as well. And we really want young parents to have that reprieve of being able to just get a workout in whenever they can fit it in, maybe within some parameters, because I know that it is tricky, really, the staffing, you know, you want your staff there during the high demand times. Were these restrictions on it the reason why? That remains to be determined. But we have come up with some ideas of maybe we can gather more data or try some event type based child watch programming that might give us at least a day's worth of data.
We believe child watch is definitely needed. And once again, just utilization of it. We've got to find a way. What we've been working on is just trying to find a way to make sure that it is utilized, that people are using it. Is it the 24-hour thing? Might be. We've got to find that out. But we believe that if Child Watch is used more often, that's going to increase our numbers. I've been told that other places that have Child Watch, they use it all the time, and their classes are full, and the people are happy to have it.
There was a time when that was true, community center as well. I would drop my kids off, they would be capacity, but no, I wouldn't be able to drop them off at that time. So I tried different times, and then I didn't have a problem. But there are definitely, there's definitely been an express need. The data had shown it. This program didn't show it, so it's kind of confusing, and we'll work on determining what could work so that we can fill that need in a way that also is as budget-friendly as possible. Also, with our 10th anniversary coming up, we are hoping to celebrate it. I think, is that the next slide?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, we're hoping to celebrate it all year long because it actually coincides with the 250th of our nation as well.
That's interesting.
So that means that we want to look at how we can also accommodate maybe larger groups of people in our community center as well.
Is there a member from the Community Center Advisory Board that's on the...
No.
Is it closed to no more?
No, I mean, we were just at the beginning, we started with ECBC and the Historic Commission because they had the most interest, but if someone from the Community Center wants to join us, we are more than happy to have someone. So I can send an email to Dennis to circulate, and you know, if you're able to join us, we'd be really happy to have someone.
Okay, thank you.
Especially since you already have an idea of what you'd like to contribute as far as America 250, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see a ceremonial wagon pull exercise. Cannon run. Really? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Health neighborhood.
So I guess really that's all we have, and we're open for questions.
Greg, would you like to lead off?
It would be my pleasure. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah. It's been my pleasure to serve as liaison to the Upper Marion Community Center Advisory Board, Community Center Complex Advisory Board for the span of its existence. I'm at the Upper Marion Community Center all the time. I was there before I came here this evening. I was just walking the track a little bit. I was there yesterday playing pickleball. I think I can safely say that the Upper Marion Community Center is the best $14 million that this township has spent since my time being on the Board of Supervisors. I know the Board of Supervisors is very well aware of what infrastructure projects cost, and to be able to take that old facility, rehab it, and yes, there were some hiccups along the way, needed a new roof, so on and so forth, but for what that community center has offered this community for the $14 million capital cost, I think is an absolute steal. We've seen numbers in the past around about total usage for the year, and those numbers were approaching 100,000 people or 100,000 entrances, and that didn't include people who were just like walking in to watch basketball because their kids were playing. Those were like swipes in. So when you include that and you include senior service center entrances, it's over 100,000 a year. You know, I use the community center mainly for those two things I mentioned before, walking the track and pickleball, and other people use it for basketball or gym, the weights, volleyball, what have you. But to me, the community center really isn't about those things. Those are activities in the community center. The community center to me is about building friendships within the community. And I'm going to steal the line, instilling a culture of community in divisive times for something else in the future, I'm sure. But I take a look at the people I've met through the community center who I might not have ordinarily met. You know, obviously I knew Karen beforehand. I don't recall I knew Chris beforehand. I probably, well, maybe I didn't. I would have met Chris one way or the other. Who am I kidding? But I take a look at people that, you know, we both know that we've met who I, without question, would not have met. No chance. I'm going to mention just some first names, and nobody else is going to know them in the room. Patrick and Sandy. Never would have met them, even though they're residents of Marion Township. Would I have met, well, Bill knows Fred. Would I have met Fred? I don't know if I would have met Fred. Great guy. Different from us, but you know, I can't imagine, you know, not seeing and especially hearing Fred at the Upper Marion Community Center. And I can go on and on with other people. And to me, that's what makes the community center so valuable. Once again, not the individual activities, but the opportunity to build community, to meet people who you might not ordinarily meet if you were just going about your lives without coming to this place of great togetherness right in the heart of Upper Marion Township. Oh, by the way, it also prevented the housing development. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Greg. That was very significant.
To, 10 years ago, one of the goals of the community center, as well as the incoming board, was to build community. So this was absolutely a major initiative to help achieve what I think we've done a great job at building community efforts here. As a charter member and as a frequent visitor up there, especially like to watch Chris play pickleball. That's why I wanted to mention that again.
Pretty good laugh.
But Greg's absolutely right when he says you meet people you wouldn't normally see in other places in Upper Marion. And I could go through another litany of individuals too, the same experiences. So you've done a great job. Keep it up. And I concur 100%. It's the best investment we could have made in building our community better.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I was speaking to Dan outside, and just once again, the upkeep on the place has just been incredible. Yes, it's been 10 years, but, well, 9 years now, but the place looks fantastic.
And hats off to the staff, because yes, I was walking the track earlier, and there was some water on the track. I went to the front desk, said there's water on the track, and they said, we know we've got somebody out there going to take care of it. And it couldn't have been there for more than 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And saving the pool was another major accomplishment.
Yeah, question.
Yes. And that's been another godsend to get that back into the shape it is. And to see that we have over 2,000 people every year that get memberships there. That's just unbelievable.
That also, by the way, doesn't include seniors who access through Silver Sneakers and Silver and Fitch. They don't count in the membership numbers.
Right.
They,
that's right.
One point in time they did, they don't anymore.
Two pitchers for the pool. I got one more, two, three, one more. There you go. The shades for the pool. I don't know if everybody's seen those. Those are new for the year, or from last year.
I haven't seen them yet.
Incredible. I mean, they did such a great job with those. So that's something else that we need to mention as an accomplishment that we may have skipped over.
I start hearing change of the new year. I start hearing in January. People start asking me, "So when can I start setting up?" So they're thinking about it.
Yep.
Months and months
they
before.
Set deadline,
yes,
right?
They want to make sure they get in and they have their spot and they don't want to be put on a waiting list. They want their membership. So yeah, beginning of January, I start getting questions.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah, it comes early.
I'm happy my kids actually go to the gym. So it's a plus. No, it was a great effort, and it is a really good resource for our township. And I love going to the place. It's a resource that many other municipalities do not have, and those that have them are not even close.
Yep.
And the fact that you've got this photograph up where, you know, it's not just for the workout or the athletics. And there's a whole art gallery as you come in from the basement, basement stair. So,
and from what we understand, artists are selling their paintings from the wall.
Yeah, it's great.
And they're being sold.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
I know a former supervisor who bought one.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. Oh, I think I know. I know now. Yes.
But I think this is a great example to answer the Planning Commission chairperson's question about why do people like Upper Marion? Why do they want to come here? This is a great amenity to have access to.
Absolutely.
But not everybody
just
knows
one amenity,
about
it,
though.
It's a great amenity.
And it's shocking.
Yeah. It is shocking.
That everybody
that
doesn't know about it.
Yes.
And that's, once again,
it's not big enough.
You know what? In retrospect, I wish that the original building had another story, because it probably could use additional space sometimes.
Yeah.
But
once again, with these new homeowners coming along, we need to get them back it.
Mm.
Make sure that they know. And they can take a tour at least.
Yeah. What I find interesting about the folks who are moving into Upper Marion is they are not necessarily Pennsylvania residents. So they come from places where the culture is very different, in the sense that the communities are different. They have different amenities. And they come here, and I think they're very surprised by the amount of things that they have here. And getting the word out is going to be key for sure. But they're hungry for this type of interaction and this type of facility. And you see it in just the things that are now moving to Upper Marion. So.
But we're really, really looking to hype up the 10-year anniversary.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that will also...
Yeah, it's a good opportunity.
It's a great opportunity. So
that's significant. And we can, from our perspective, announce it in business meetings, put it in our e-newsletter, blast it out wherever we can. So yes, yes, and it's to be acknowledged, recognized, and respected, that significant.
We asked Dan for a banner plane.
Are you working on it, Dan? In the budget?
It'll be in the budget.
It'll be in the budget, okay.
You didn't want the noodle people?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Can we do it with a drone?
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah. Or drones.
Or drones.
Yeah.
Make a message.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You get it on a drone and fly it around Hoyser Park.
4th of July?
4th of July.
Oh. Okay.
There you go. Putting it out there. It's just an idea.
Fireworks with drones.
Yeah.
There's drone shows.
Cool. That's all we got. Any other questions?
I don't believe so. And thank you for your dedication and always trying to be creative with your planning and your thinking about how to make this a successful place, more successful than it already is. It's already successful, but you always try to stay beyond that and keep it vibrant, keep it sustainable. So appreciate all of your efforts. Appreciate the data that we're being able to analyze now. So that's a boon. So that's wonderful. Thank you for the presentation. And at this time, then, we will recess and we'll be back very shortly with our Park and Recreation Advisory Board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.